That was so embarrassing. Why didn't you just tell him what we needed? Just saying clothes isn't very helpful.
Sometimes it's important to be specific about what you want to say. My name is Zach, and thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids. If you're eating at a restaurant with your family and the waiter asks what you'd like to eat, do you think that just saying food is very helpful? No, he needs to know what specific dish you'd like from the menu. And you know what? God wants you to pray like that too. He wants to hear about what you're worried about and who in your life needs his help. He knows all these things, but talking to him is a part of the close relationship he wants to have with you. Our story today is entitled, Bless Everyone. God bless everyone. Amen. Grace ended the brief prayer in her usual way. When she opened her eyes, she saw a slight frown on her mother's face. What do you mean when you say, God bless everyone? Exactly who is everyone? Asked Mom. Well, said Grace, I mean Grandma, Micah, my friends, the missionaries, the homeless, everyone. And what do you want God to do for them? Asked Mom. Bless them, answered Grace. You know, Grandma needs help with her eyes and Micah's having trouble sleeping, those kinds of things. She glanced at the clock. I'd better hurry or I'll miss my bus. After school, Grace and Mom went shopping. When a clerk asked if they needed help, Mom nodded. My daughter needs, she paused, some clothes. Jeans? Asked the clerk. Tops or a coat? Mom shrugged. Just something to wear. Grace stared at her mom. I need jeans and a couple of tops, too, Grace told the clerk. Soon she was busy trying things on in the fitting room. That was so embarrassing, Mom, Grace said after they left the store. Why didn't you tell the clerk what I needed? She must think we're weird. It was just easier not to go into detail, Mom answered. Grace gave her mom a puzzled look, and Mom smiled at her. When the clerk spoke to us, your quick God bless everyone prayer came to mind. I thought maybe my answer would show you that it's important to communicate clearly, both to people and to God. But God already knows what I'm thinking, Grace contended. That's true, Mom said. But he wants you to talk to him and express your thoughts and feelings. Jesus gave his life for us so we could be in a close, loving relationship with him. He wants to hear about your worries and troubles so that he can give you peace and let you know he cares. Besides, when you make specific requests, it helps you pay attention to how God answers. Then you can thank him for specific things. Grace nodded her head thoughtfully. I'm glad God cares about me and everyone else and listens to us when we pray. Maybe tonight, I'll write some specific prayers down and keep track of how God responds. So what about you? When you pray, are you specific about your needs and requests, or do you hurry through and not bother with details? Even though God knows what you need before you ask, he cares about you and wants you to talk with him. Take time to communicate with God and share your specific concerns with him. When he answers your prayers, you'll be encouraged and have even more reasons to praise and thank him. Our key verse is Philippians 4:6.
Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done.
And our key thought today, pray with specific requests. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others. For example, Sam and Kelly shared, the devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. The Lord has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids. So consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.